Vegas Golden Podcast, a player per day podcast series. I'm Case Kiefer, joined by Justin Emerson. We are going through the entire Vegas Golden Knights roster, and today we land on Max Pacioretty, one of the most important guys on the team for sure. We've been talking a lot about, you know, where people were a year ago, and it's pretty crazy to look back a year ago to now, where Max Pacioretty was kind of the new guy, the big acquisition in the offseason. It just feels like so much has happened since then. I know that's no news to anyone who follows sports. It's that way for a lot of teams, but it feels especially crazy in this instance.
Yeah. I remember where I was when I think the Paul Stastny signing was like, oh, okay, they're beefing up their forward core. They lost James Neal and David Perron, and they need some guys. And then they traded for Max Pacioretty, and I'm like, that's nothing against Paul Stastny. That's a legit star that they've got coming their way. So that was big when they got him. He was maybe a little disappointing last year. I think a lot of people kind of expected him to come in and be the 35 goal scorer that he was in Montreal right away, and might have been a little disappointed in what they got out of last year, but I'm here to put your mind at ease during this podcast. Very high on Max Pacioretty this season.
That's good to hear. I want to hear what the numbers say, what you say behind him, because I always found myself as kind of a Max Pacioretty defender last year. He got banged up. He missed some time. He still was leading the team in goals for a stretch. Now, he didn't get to close to like 35, like you said, but finishes with 22, 40 points total. I mean, not bad in 60 games, and I feel like there were a lot of times where you just watched and he looked like the best player on the ice in several games. So I always feel like Max Pacioretty kind of got a bad rub last year. I think he was better than the people who were complaining about him said.
Yeah, I think so. I know you were high on Pacioretty. Didn't you have a ticket for him to lead the team in goals?
That's why I was so fixated on his goal total. And then I think he was in the lead with like three or four games left.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if he didn't play or I don't know, something happened.
Yeah, he got
with that.
Hurt a little, missed a couple of games near the end of the year. But no, so Pacioretty missed 16 games last season and still had 22 goals, 66 games. So that's a goal every third game. You know, that's 27 goals over 82 games. So right there, there's a little bit of improvement. I think if he had 27 goals, people would be a little bit more happy about it. How about a little? He was kind of unlucky. He hit the post and the crossbar combined 9 times last year, which was the most on the team. His power play numbers were down last year. Shooting percentage was down. And he didn't have the stability of line mates. They wanted him. I think they envisioned an Alex Tuck, Paul Stastny, Max Pacioretty line. And Alex Tuck got hurt in training camp. Shortly thereafter, Paul Stastny got hurt. Pacioretty got hurt. So they didn't really get the stability they wanted until around Christmas time. And then by that point, they were close to getting Mark Stone. And that, I think, is the biggest reason to expect an uptick in Pacioretty's performance this year is a full season with Paul Stastny and Mark Stone. I like to use this joke. I think I could score double-digit goals if I was playing left wing for those two. It's going to be a good year for Pacioretty.
Could you score double-digit goals with style over substance, though?
Substance over style.
No, but I'm saying...
Oh, could
you,
I do it
yeah,
with
could
style?
Could you flop? Could you flip?
Let me tell you, my style on the ice is awful. I'd like to say that I like to focus on the substance, but that's just because I have no style. I'm kind of like a wounded animal when I skate. I'm just trying to make it to the end of the shift, end of the day. Pacioretty's... I'll say it. He's a better hockey player than I am.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I haven't skated in like 20 years, so I don't even know what I would look like on the ice. I think as far as on the ice, though, one thing you just have to hope with is that Pacioretty can stay healthy this year. Now it's been each of the last 2 years. You mentioned, God, it seems like he missed more than 16 games last year, but you did mention 16. He missed 18, mm-hmm. tongue twister, 2 years ago with Montreal. I don't think based on that, it's not fair to call the guy injury prone or anything, but you just would really like to see what he could do in a full season next to Mark Stone and Paul Stastny. And if that group can stay healthy, I think that the Golden Knights will really reap the benefits.
Right. And in 3 years from 2014 to 2017, he missed 3 games. So it's not exactly like he's injury prone, but he does turn 31 in November. So maybe it's not entirely realistic to expect a full bill of health from somebody who's going to turn 31, but... Who knows? I don't think it wasn't like a recurring injury that is keeping him out. It's not like he's got a bum knee that's going to make him miss 10 games every year. It's different stuff. So, yeah, like I had mentioned, I think the biggest thing is his power play numbers. And he has been, during his time in Montreal, he's always been very good on the power play. He had a career shooting percentage of 16% on the power play. And I know I like to focus on shooting percentage a lot. On the power play, it's going to be higher, naturally, and good snipers exceed the average. So 16% is kind of where he was. He shot, for example, 21.6% 2 years ago. Like, the dude can score on the power play. Last year, about 9.5%. So he was about a league average shooter at the 5-on-5 rate on the power play, and he's better than league average at scoring goals. So that's something that I think we're going to see an uptick in, is his power play numbers. He only had 4 power play goals last year, which is the lowest that he's had in 6 seasons. So expect a couple more to come on the power play. If he could, he hit the post a lot, and that's just bad luck. Like, nobody's aiming for the post in a game. They do in practice all the time. I think it's funny. So I think those two reasons right there, I mean, that's 9 additional times that he beat the goalie, but missed it by maybe half an inch. So, and like I said, playing with Stone and Stastny, I think we had talked about it on a previous pod. In an ideal line, at least for me, you've got a guy who's going to pass, you've got a guy who's going to shoot, and you've got a guy who's going to do a little bit of both. I think Stastny's going to pass, Stone's going to do both. And I think Pacioretty is going to be the trigger man for that. I think he's going to shoot a lot. He looks good on the half wall on the power play. I think that the same expectations that existed last year, I don't necessarily think those have changed for Pacioretty. And if he just had a bit of a down year, I think you can kind of, and geez, if you're scoring 22 goals in a down year, you're doing something all right. So, I wouldn't be too worried about our guy.
Is it just that shot that, you spoke, very highly of how much of an asset he is on the power play? I mean, does it just come down to, how good his shot is, or what makes him such a power play threat?
He has an elite level shot. I mean, he can snipe the corner, and maybe that's part of the reason that he was hitting the post so much, is, you know, you aim for the corner and the margins are so small between a goal and it dinging off and everybody in the crowd going, ah. But I mean, elite level shot. He puts himself in good position. He's going to have guys that can get him the puck, whether he's playing with William Karlsson or Mark Stone or Shea Theodore or a combination of those guys. Those are all guys who can slide the puck over to him. He's going to be posted up in the circle and ready to one time it. It's an accurate shot. It's a powerful shot. It's a lot of fun when it's on. And he scored a preseason hat trick. So he's
first game, at least.
A hat trick. And so chalk him up for 80, 90 goals. And that's exaggerating, of course, but I do think he's going to have a good
game. And people were buzzing about that. Not that I blame him. It's exciting. You get hockey back in the first game you go to. Pacioretty puts in 3 goals, but I don't know. It's been a while since I've heard something that happened in a preseason game kind of like captivate the city. And I know they're starved for hockey right now, but
right.
People were definitely talking about that.
Yeah, and I think it was just kind of a combination of the way that the last Golden Knights game ended and the way that they just looked ready for the regular season. They started off the preseason hot. Pacioretty is a guy, like I said, he's 30 years old. He's been in the league since 2008. So the dude probably doesn't need a whole lot of preseason games to be ready. He probably knows that. I mean, I had asked him right after the game. I'm like, you ready for the season to start? And of course he's going to say, oh no, we've got a long way to go. But, I don't think that if, the season started today, that he would be all that upset about it.
5 seasons he's had with 30 or more goals. But I mean, you do mention he will be turning 31 this season. Hasn't really produced at that level of production, even if that's what the Golden Knights fans wanted last year. Do you feel like, is it unrealistic at this point to expect him to have another season in the 30s? Or, you know, is that fair with the great line that he's on now? If he stays healthy, is that still in the realm of possibilities?
It absolutely is. He's been hurt the last 2 years, but the year 3 years before that, 4 straight 30 goal seasons, one of which he had 39. So, it's gonna come down to health. If he's healthy, you know, if he plays 82 games, he's gonna score 30 plus goals. If he plays 70 games, he might score 30 plus goals. So, you can count on him for a couple of things. And that's one of them. Like I had said, if he scored 22 last year at a down year, that's slightly below his career average of goals per game rate. but not enough so that you're worried about it. If he would have played 66 games and scored 12 goals, you'd be like, oh boy. You know, maybe he does, you know, maybe for a fan's sake, they'd like to have him have a bounce back year. He's starting a new 4-year deal just this year at $7 million. He is the second highest paid player on the team behind Mark Stone. He's tied with Marc-Andre Fleury. So if you're paying a guy like that, you want to see production. You know, maybe if he's in the low 20s again, people start worrying, but I'll give him a little bit of a mulligan for last year. He was hurt. He started off slow, coming to a new team at training camp. I wouldn't count him out for this year at all.
You mentioned my ill-fated Max Pacioretty to lead the team in a goals bet.
It was
but
close.
I'm feeling even better about that now. I defended it all throughout, considering he came so close and was still hurt, and I believe I got him 3-1. This year, to score the most goals, he's below that. He's 5-2. Now, I know part of that is probably the Mark Stone upgrade, but still, I still stand by that I got a good price, especially that I'm a little surprised he's all the way at 5-2 this year. Second favorite behind Stone to be the Golden Knights' leading scorer.
I was just going to say, this year, I mean, last year I would have liked it a little bit more just because he doesn't have to compete with Mark Stone, who, spoiler, we're saving him for last on this podcast because he's really good. But I kind of like Pat. You said you got him at 3-1 this year?
3-1 last year is what I had him at. So I'm saying it was a good bet. This year he is 5-2.
Yeah, it's not that. I don't hate that.
Behind only Mark Stone at 3-2. So +150. You spoke just so highly of Stone, not to get into his podcast. We'll get there, but I still think I'd rather have Stone at plus money than Pacioretty even at +250 this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think Stone's the safer bet, but would it surprise me to see Pacioretty score 33 goals and finish second on the team? Not really.
Yeah, especially if he stays healthy, if he maximizes that pairing with Stone and Stasny. I think...
Sorry.
I didn't catch that. Are we going to go? Are we doing some TV, USA Network TV talk again or something?
Well, you said maximizing Max.
Pacioretty. Oh, gotcha. No, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, okay.
Maximizes, exactly. I love that. Maximizes Pacioretty. Well, we haven't weighed in on that prop bet I was talking about of which Golden Knight player will score the most, but we have been going each player making a prop bet. And giving our take on whether we like the over or the under.
I think I've seen this one. Is it 27.5?
Yes, it is 27.5, and we don't have to do the hard work this time. The Westgate has done it for us. They have one up for Max Pacioretty. From what I've heard, not a lot of action on this one, so it must have been a good line. I didn't get a report one way or the other, so probably slow and even action on the over under 27.5 goals.
I'd say I'm kind of surprised by that. I thought people might like the under on that one. I like the over on that one. For the same reasons I said, I think that he's going to be better than he was last year. It's going to come down to health. If he's fully healthy all year and he's currently fully healthy right now, I think he blows by that and, gets back into, I was about to say triple digits, into the,
that
30,
would be
into
one,
the 30 goal range.
One heck of a season.
Yes, it would. Yes, he scores 100 goals, he'll win the MVP. I'm calling it right now.
I bet you could get some really long odds on him winning the MVP. Yeah, I think it's a tough number. Not to do more spoiling of Mark Stone, maybe I'm just way too high on the guy, but I just think he's going to have such a ridiculous season. I don't know how many goals there are going to be to go around. I think he's going to score a lot on the power play, but I'm going to say he winds up with 25 or 26, and same price on both sides, so I guess I'm going to go under here.
Okay.
Which is a big difference for me after last year when I was so into Pacioretty. But
to be fair, if you would have had 26 last year, you would have won your bet.
Yeah, exactly. Just fell short at the end. We'll see who cashes this bet, though, since we're on different sides. And that does it for another round of a Player Per Day podcast here on the Vegas Golden Podcast. Make sure you come back tomorrow and every weekday to hear more from Justin Emerson and myself, Case Kiefer. Thanks for listening.